This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The shark attacks and the five places where you're most vulnerable. But the sharks feasted on the Democrats after back-to-back Democratic debates with some floppy, awful ratings where you had Kamala Harris, the senator from California, who got whipped up on by almost everybody on the stage on Wednesday night. So Wednesday night was actually hotter than Tuesday night's debate, because remember, again, they were back-to-back, 10.7 million. Are we debate weary and tired of watching the who's who or the who I don't know go after each other? It could be. Who better to talk about this and other things that affect you and me in our backyards, thanks to what's going on in Washington, than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, with Talk Media News. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Kate. You know, today on radio across the United States, I was kind of indicating that possibly the debate should have been illegal last night because it was televising assisted suicide.
Yes, it was that droll. I love it.
Political assisted suicide.
Oh, my. Yeah, no kidding. It really, honestly, I think there's sort of like this overkill factor or something here. And if I'm a Democratic strategist, and I realize this is part of the process, I want to wean myself from the heavy candidate load, because I think the sooner you get to who the person is going to be, the better for the Democrats. And again, I realize there's a lot of space between now and, you know, but you know this, Bob. I mean, time waits for no man. Before you know it, we'll be into 2020 and we're off to the races.
Right.
So
well, yes,
do you think
true.
That there's too many? There's too many
yes,
candidates?
You make a great point, because, look, people will always tell you when they have a primary. I used to do it. I'd get a primary once in a while. Well, they're good for you. Well, no, they aren't, so first of all. But number two, when you've got 20 people, these are not good, because you get a person who's at 1%, let's say, or 0.5%, right? And they strike out at somebody else, which is a free country.
Yeah.
They don't go to 2%. They stay at 1%, and the other person drops down, and then the 1% person eventually goes away. So it's sort of like if you're at 1% and you've got to get dramatic to try to get to 5%, I think that just doesn't make the debate genuine. It's intense, and it's just strewn for drama. I mean, they're debating each other on their own Medicare plans more than they're debating or giving a vision out there of what they want the whole country to be.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And to your point, I said the same thing, that what happens is you cannibalize the candidate that might have a chance because, and I would do it if I'm on that stage,
yeah.
I'm going to make my points because I know, hey, I'm probably not going to get elected, but I'm going to take down a few people along the way because I don't really want Tulsi Gabbard or whoever to be the nominee. So I'm going to bring up the points that I think are valid, and that hurts them ultimately. So, again, you're going after your own, you're feasting. It doesn't make any sense to me. If I were in charge, I would absolutely cut this process into a much different scenario.
Well, it may be, because as of today, only seven. Now, it may change. Only seven are qualifying for the next debate right now.
That's good.
So they've got to get more individual, contributions to get in there.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And then today, the president, hard line on China, going to jack up more on the tariffs. It's going to affect everything from the farmers again, the soybeans, anybody who's buying toys, clothes, basically all of us. If I talk about what affects all of us across this country, we're affected by this. But he makes the point that, you know what, we've been dealing with this China nonsense for a long time, and we're not dealing with it anymore. He took a very hard line with reporters.
Right. You know, he effectively will tax with a tariff everything coming in from China. And I must say, and I dealt with this issue. In fact, I did press conferences with Bernie Sanders on this issue many, many times. And President Trump is the first president in modern history to actually do what all the other presidents said they would. Clinton and Bush and Obama, we're going to get China. We're going to go in and get them. He's actually doing it. But with the mentality of the Chinese government, Kate, you can't let up. And that's what the president is doing. He's not letting up. And I think that in the long run, what he's doing is really going to help America. I mean, this is why he won. This is what separated him from Hillary Clinton, and he's got to stay with it. And it's kind of the good cop, bad cop. You know, he's got negotiators over there, and he's saying, hey, I'm just going to tariff everything. And if we can stay strong, but if China thinks we as a population are weak and we're going to complain so much about it, then they're going to take advantage of us. So first president that's ever done what he said he would on China.
Yeah. I mean, no matter what you label yourself as, you can't argue with that. I mean, he is steadfast about that. There's absolutely no doubt about it. And so it's interesting to see what happens on Wall Street. And this is just a quick aside. It was announced at the Kennedy compound that Robert F. Kennedy's granddaughter died at the age of 22. Very sad. Boy, the Kennedys. And you know, because you certainly served with a Kennedy, very tragic what happens with this family, isn't it?
It is. You know, I served with a couple of the Kennedys, and you just look at the whole history of it. I mean, it was endless from when I was a kid. They always said, you know, the curse of the Kennedy family, but they have. They've had an awful lot of tragedy in their life, for sure.
Yeah. Wow. All right. I got a movie suggestion for you, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I know you don't go to many flicks, but you would love that.
I'm going this weekend with a friend of mine. We went to college together. She and I are going this weekend. She called today and said, hey, let's go to that movie. I like Quentin Tarantino, and I'm a Pulp Fiction fan. And when Travolta came to my office, he told me all the inside secrets of Pulp Fiction. So it's pretty cool.
All right, when we fly to India together, you're going to tell me all the secrets.
I will.
And I have some for you. I have some for you from another movie, so that's perfect. I love it. Enjoy the movie. I loved it. You'll love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, speaking of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, so I give that a big, giant thumbs up, just like Bob. I'm a fan of Quentin Tarantino's, the whole era, what he did, how he put this together, I thought was absolutely brilliant. I mean, honestly, I did. I think it's one of the best movies I've seen in a long time. We have our cheap movie review coming up at the end of the hour. So if you're a movie buff, you definitely want to hang for that. And you really want to hang for the whole show if you're sitting here listening to me right now. So sad story about the Kennedys. Again, like I said, it's Sourcey Kennedy Hill dying at the age of 22. They said she went to Boston College. She was a member of the class of 2020. And they confirmed that they didn't include what a cause of death was. But, you know, there were some sad things that came out of that. Even Ethel Kennedy, the 91-year-old grandmother, said the world is a little less beautiful today. Apparently a real bubbly personality. All right, hang with us. More coming your way next on The Flip Side with me, Kate Delaney.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
I love you, baby.
Shark Week continues, and I have been hooked, so to speak, for a little bit here and there. Don't have a lot of time to spend with the sharks, but I did watch the crazy movie that they had the other day on Shark Week. It was based on this 1982 shark attack. Let me tell you, I would not want to have wanted to be in that boat. I'm just going to explain. She was actually pretty famous. There was a yacht called the Trashman. It was headed from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to Portland, Maine, to reunite with its owner. So there was a crew taking it up there. A horrible storm hits the coast of North Carolina, right around where they were. The yacht capsizes in the storm, sinks in the Atlantic, in an area known, of course, for having sharks. North Carolina is one of the top five hotspots for sharks in the United States. So the crew gets into a lifeboat, and then they're surrounded by tiger sharks that follow them, really, the whole time. One of the crew members becomes injured in the storm, is bleeding, and after being stranded on the raft for 18 hours, two of the crew members, the only survivors, were rescued by a Soviet cargo freighter. Two fell overboard, well, jumped overboard. They were delirious. A third succumbed to injuries, and it was really crazy to watch this movie because it was all about sharks bumping them and bumping them on the raft and what that was like. And boy, oh boy. And there were, like I said, two survivors that were picked up, Deborah Scaling Kiley and Brad Kavanaugh, rescued. And their story is interesting because Deborah Kiley is passed on, but Brad Kavanaugh takes that route that the Trashman boat did, you know, takes people on those tours. That's what he's done for his career and has two kids. So after that whole journey and what happened in that lifeboat, he ends up doing it for a living, which is crazy. And you hear these stories with Shark Week, which is why I bring this up, because lots of people are watching it. And people that have lost limbs, people have barely escaped where they could have bled out, have this now understanding with the sharks. It's their home. It's where they live. And there's shark preservation, because in Japan especially, they have this shark fin soup, and in other places in Asia and whatnot, and they're trying to make sure they ban that, stop killing the sharks because of what it's doing to the oceans and how it's changing the sea life and what happens in the natural order of things. So it's interesting to me that there are people who have lost limbs and are fighting for that, because they don't, they're angry at first, but then they don't hate the shark. And it's like, wow, I can't even imagine that. So just an interesting fun fact from, you know, doing the Shark Week thing. I like to call this segment a little of this and a little of that, because we had the two back-to-back Democratic debates. We talked about the effect of that. We've talked about, of course, the president and what's happening out of D.C. Mostly he's had some rallies, and that's what he's doing on the road to the election. But other than that, the focus is all kinds of things, including what's happened with China and the fact that there's now, boom, more tariffs going to be slammed at China. And so what's China going to do? It's such a precarious situation for farmers and for other people who are caught in the crosshairs of this. But the president does make a point. And that's what I said. I mean, of all the things that people could go after Trump for, you can't say he's weak on this whole tariffs thing. But at what cost? The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is saying the cost is way too high, and it's hitting us way too hard, because now there's going to be this additional 10% tariff on the remaining $300 billion of products coming from China into the country. And he still says it could go up to 25% or even higher. He's talked about, you know, that before, and you know, what does that mean economically? And you have Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, of the U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, that's, they're all part of this team advising on China and the tariffs. And they still believe, however, there is potential for some kind of a deal to be struck with China. So it's not like off the table. We're far apart. We're not going to have this happen. They may come to an agreement, and we'll see if that happens or not. And I think the U.S. soybean farmers, and there may be some of you that fall into that category or know people in that category, they're one of the biggest markets. And China, frankly, sopped up 60% of the soybeans. So think about it. I'm a farmer. I make my living this way. That's it. It's cut, because they're not going to buy the soybeans off of me. And the Chinese stopped buying them last summer in retaliation to the tariffs. So the amount of American soybeans sitting in storage are at incredible record levels. And think of things that contain soybean in it. You can see why China especially would have pulled in a lot of that. And about 85%, by the way, of toys sold in the United States come from China. So that's going to be hit by the tariff. Hasbro president John Frascati told U.S. trade officials at a hearing just a month or so ago that the duty is going to cause significant and disproportionate harm to the company and to the U.S. toy industry. So the Toy Association is saying that they're not happy with this, that it could hit a lot of these toy companies who may be struggling, you know, already. Wow. there's always the after effect. And as I talk about on this show, I feel like this is your place. This is the voice of reason, meaning right of right, left of left, somewhere in between. We have the conversation. So it could be something that pinches you, or it could be something that doesn't pinch you as much because you skate around some of where it would affect you. Not if you're directly in those industries. Of course, that would be a much, much different scenario. We talked at the beginning of the week what happened at the Gilroy Garlic Festival. I've mentioned I lived in California. I'd been there. Gilroy was a cool place. Whenever I scoot from the central coast of California to see friends in the Bay Area or on the peninsula, as they call it, which is kind of near Stanford, I would sometimes stop in Gilroy, and so I'm familiar with it. I've been there a couple of times, just happenstance, and it was big when I was there, and it's even bigger, and that's why there was so many targets there for this 19-year-old. Here's what I love. Let's remember the victims. Let's honor the people who responded. So three veteran officers who did respond to the mass shooting at the Gilroy Garlic Festival, they were hailed as heroes. And were named and honored, and in a sense, and I think that's really, really good. Chief Scott Smithy, you're smart to do this. So Eric Cryer, just 23, he's tried to help people immediately. Hugo Del Moral, a 17-year veteran on the force, and Robert Bucino, a 13-year veteran of that department. Boom. Immediately, they jump right into the fray, no hesitation. Yes, that's what they're trained to do. But when you're hit with that moment, you're staring in the abyss of you could be killed. And they were on the scene. They killed the 19-year-old who shot the three people who died and injured dozens of others at the festival. So that's great. Boom. Right after them, do what they're supposed to do, no matter what level they are on the force, and get them as fast as possible so that they can save more people, frankly, and then attend to the people who were sadly hit by this extremist nut, and they were able to help them and clear them out as fast as possible so that they could get treatment, certainly the ones that had the potential to survive and did survive. So that's the very, very good news in a bleak situation. Coming up, it's all about you, and I don't want to leave you out of the conversation because we're going to hit the mailbag. And as usual, the mailbag is all over the place, talking about all kinds of different things on your mind, and that's terrific. If you have thoughts you want to share, go to katedelaneyradio.com and jump on contact. And just like that, bada bing, my ode to James Gandolfini, you are in. And perhaps you'll make the nightly mailbag. Heading there next.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, detectives in Massachusetts investigating the death of a 22-year-old woman found dead at the Kennedy compound on Cape Cod. Paramedics responding to a call there about a possible overdose. The woman reportedly in cardiac arrest when they arrive and is pronounced dead at Cape Cod Hospital. The incident taking place at the home belonging to Ethel Kennedy, the 91-year-old widow of the U.S. Senator Robert F. Kennedy.
They would love to see a guy like Sleepy Joe Biden.
In other news, President Trump holding a rally in Cincinnati, Ohio. He takes aim at Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden,
who has no clue what the hell he's doing. They'd say to Sleepy Joe, "Sir, just sign right there." Oh, okay.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
All right, we are in the mailbag right now. Picture this, it's all around me. Whoo, boy. I'm surrounded like those sharks, those tiger sharks. What they do to people in Hawaii when the turtles are out. So picture that. Kate Delaney saying, hey, 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 if you had a rough week, we're on the flip side of it, and we're almost through it and into August. Hard to believe. Let's jump on this one. Got a couple of interesting emails from people who were affected by a couple of horrific fires in Kentucky. It was awful what happened in Kentucky. And they say that this is a natural gas explosion where a 58-year-old woman was killed. And I know that there's some people listening to us in Kentucky. And it was horrific to see this in Lincoln County, how vast this was. I mean, it was like it just annihilated these houses. And I can't believe that only one person, which is one too many, but I can't believe that only one person was killed. They say it was like an atomic bomb went off. So a couple of you have sent me emails about that. One's from Katie, and she says, I live pretty close to Junction City. Kate, I have to tell you, it was freaky to see really what I thought was the smoke clearing from that massive explosion that was so, so awful and just wiped out houses like they had never been there. Apparently, it was some sort of pipeline that moved the natural gas under high pressure, and it ruptured. It makes me wonder how many of us are in danger of something similar happening, not to be paranoid. Well, yeah, you know, that's the first thing I thought. What do we know about what's underneath, right? The pipeline that exploded stretches 9,000 miles from the Mexican border in Texas to New York City. So the company said they're responding to the rupture and as, you know, as fast as they can. There's just this big roar and the fire went all the way up in the sky and the windows rattled and people say it was shocking. And this is, you know, in the Lexington sort of metropolitan area, they were talking about that 300 feet in the air, those flames, and one woman was killed, and now people have been accounted for, but three people were taken to the hospital and then released. So there's some people who got a little bit of nicks and scrapes and that kind of thing. And I, this one person described it as, imagine this, you open your back door, and it happened at 1 a.m. So you open your back door, and it was like a tornado of fire going around and around, and you're trapped. And you're trapped, and what do you do? So it destroyed railroad tracks, forced the evacuation of these people from even a nearby mobile home park, killed one person, as I have already mentioned a couple of times. And here's another email. This one is from Mac, who says, Kate, I'm serious. It's like you were smacked in the head. I don't live in Junction City, but I don't live too far away. And I swear, and maybe it's my imagination, I could feel something. But then looking and immediately jumping on the tube and radio and trying to figure out what was happening and realizing it was a gas explosion was very, very frightening to me. And I'm surprised that it didn't stretch that much further. Well, yeah. I mean, when they said 9,000 miles of the pipeline, that's what I was thinking. Is it going to hit other areas? Because then 9,000, you heard what I said, where it stretches from. That's, boy, that's pretty high. Definitely. All right, let's move to something else. This one is from Jack, who says, Kate, roar. Think of Katy Perry. Used to be a big fan of Katy Perry. And apparently, like so many other artists, she gets into hot water for stealing a song. The jury decided, and she's got to pay a couple mil back from what I understand. Yeah, it's interesting that you brought that up. You must be a music fan. So her record label and the collaborators, etc., owe the writers of a Christian rap song $2.78 million for, they say, stealing elements of the 2009 song Joyful Noise for her 2013 big hit, Dark Horse. There was testimony in federal court in L.A. The jurors heard this case, a copyright case, and they decided for the rapper Marcus Gray that they should get money from Perry, from her record label, that they're responsible for the majority of this. And they say they unanimously found that certain beats in Dark Horse were copied from Joyful Noise, and boom, how about that? And isn't it interesting, too, because I bet a lot of people wouldn't go that route of taking on a record company like that and pursuing it for what you have to do in courts, but they did, and it and they won. Because this is kind of, her song was so popular, and it had a different sound, so it had sort of pop and hip-hop sounds, and it was on the top Billboard Hot 100 for a while. She even got a Grammy Award nomination, and it was part of her Super Bowl performance. So you can imagine how steamed they were, because they're going to recognize it right away. And sure enough, they rule in their favor, so good for them for pursuing it, because they clearly had to go through it and make sure and really let the jury decide, and it was unanimous. So there you go. They didn't feel like there was anything left to do but to rule in the favor of the Christian group. Here's another one. This one is from Mary, who says, I don't understand kids being left in hot cars. We just saw that with the New York man, that they're now saying the children who were found, the twins who were found dead in the car, they're going to just wait before they decide if they're going to file charges or not against him. He has a 2-year-old. He's obviously emotional. It's a horrible story. But I don't know how parents leave kids in cars for 8 hours. Do you, Kate? I don't. But they say, I just saw a statistic, like 40% of the deaths that happen that way, they don't put charges on the family, whoever it was, or whoever it was that had the kids in the car. And if they find it's criminal, then certainly they do, and we've seen that happen. But these are way too common. There's actually even an organization, kidsincars.org, and they advocate for any child safety features you can come up with in cars, and they've been doing that for the last couple of decades. More than 900 kids, I didn't realize this, have died after being left in cars or vans or anything else since 1990. So that's about 38 deaths too many a year. And Juan Rodriguez left his 1-year-old twins in the car when he was at work in the Bronx. And then they were found dead after that. So, you know, summertime, of course, it can happen year-round, but summertime especially is really, really bad. And he said that he was tasked with dropping the twins off at a babysitter before going to work. And he blanked. His memory blanked. So it's that whole task, remembering the task. He went into autopilot and just didn't remember. Can you imagine carrying that around with you for your whole life? Oof. I think it'd be incredibly difficult, because obviously that's what he was going to do. He's going to drop him off. He forgets, and then that's it. And there's no going back. We can't go backwards in time, because obviously if they could, I think if he could, I looked at him, I can't imagine. I think they were smart to wait and make a decision on this and investigate this just a little bit further to make sure that they do the right thing in this case. But he looked like to me that this was just a freak thing as an Iraq vet. Oh, going to work, just completely, completely blanked it. All right. The lighter side, there is this from Hal. Kate, I wanted to put this on your radar as something completely odd. How about the fact that now there is mustard ice cream? Do you think you would taste mustard ice cream? French's is putting it together, and it's out there on the market. And they say it's mustard flavor ice cream, and that's what it tastes like, and that's what you will taste when you taste it. Ugh, that just sounds wicked awful to me. They say it's going to be available in New York August 12th, the week of August 12th. But if you're not there and you send them a direct message on Twitter, you might be able to get it through a limited giveaway. What happened was they're doing a poll asking if people want to try it. And they're going to see which way it goes. And so far, most people are saying no, that they don't want to try it. 77%, 23% are saying yes, they do want to try it. What's the harm of trying it? I can't imagine that it tastes good. Mustard in ice cream, but I don't know. Maybe it tastes different than what you think mustard tastes like. It must have some similarity to mustard, or why would you call it mustard ice cream? But mixed with other elements, maybe I'm wrong, and it tastes better than it would appear to be. Let's put it that way. I'm just saying, I don't know. I have no idea. Coming up next, Man Cave. We have football. Oh, yes, we do. Hall of Fame weekend in the NFL is a big deal. And the enshrinement process, that whole thing, etc. So we'll be talking about that. Stay with us. I'm opening the door right now and saving a space for you.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
But just for a quick second, you know, in the man cave, you can watch movies. So we're going to go to our cheap movie review. But I do have something to say before we get there. This is a very big week because it's really kind of like the unofficial start of, oh my gosh, are we really talking about football already? The Hall of Fame game went down. The Broncos beat the Falcons. Of course, it doesn't count, right? But a lot of people are there, dignitaries, everyone from the football world. 14-10 was the final score, and the Broncos did it on the last second with a touchdown in that game. And then the rest of the week is the rest of the next couple of days, and jumping into next week, we talk more about training camps and, of course, the fact that you have now some new faces enshrined in the Hall of Fame. And then the other thing is, I'm going to say this quickly, there was a massive brawl that was crazy between the Reds and the Pirates. We talked about it, and it resulted in 40 games of bans. Like, you've never seen it. If you have not seen the highlights and you're a baseball fan, you need to check them out because it's almost shocking. It's like, boom! Usually there's kind of fisticuffs, a little, sometimes a punch is thrown here or there, but this was a pretty bad bench-clearing brawl. So you had lots of players, and both managers, too, by the way, that will be suspended varying amounts of games but Keone Keela got the most, 10, for intentionally throwing a pitch near the head of the Reds, Dietrich. So that ended up, that whole thing ended up happening as a result of that. All right, so we move from the man cave, and we move into our movie studio. And as we head to the movie studio, there's two movies that I want to talk about, let you hear them, and then I want to talk about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, because I saw it, and I thought it was just a great movie. It held my attention the entire time. That's hard to do. So the first one we're looking at is Hobbs and Shaw. Check it out.
In the car. We're all going. No, you.
I said,
we're all going.
Oh, come on.
You might want to just...
Together, billions of people will die.
Your sister is one of the toughest, baddest, most capable women I've ever encountered.
No one could do it better.
I'm the kind of girl.
I see what you're doing.
You think I'm stupid? Of course I think you're stupid.
Oh, H to the O-B. We made lies. How the king was black and everything that's black. I'm like, I never claimed to have wings on.
We're gonna need cars and guns.
Oh, I can handle that part.
I'm sorry to bring this here, Mama.
Luke, this is your home.
Go, Elekua! Hey.
You're gonna get one star more than that, Whoopi.
I'm back, Superman!
Here comes the Kryptonite.
Never gives up.
Fresh out the
frying
pan into the fire. Oh!
No, this is not good.
We're going for a ride!
This act is like
movie director.
Welcome to my island, mother!
Either love me or leave me alone. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is...
All right, so Hobbs and Shaw, and a lot of famous people in this. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, Jason Statham, Idris Elba is in it. Vanessa Kirby, you would recognize her from a lot of different movies. This movie is rated PG-13. It's mystery action, 2 hours, 16 minutes, and you can hear what they were doing there. And it actually has gotten some decent reviews, you know. Rotten Tomatoes gave it 71%, IMDb 7.3 out of 10. Not bad. It actually looks kind of clever, but maybe it's one you see at home you don't necessarily need to see on the big screen if you got other things that are happening in your world, like a long honey-do list. Or, ooh, actually, maybe you want to throw the honey-do list away temporarily and go and see this. I like action movies. I like The Rock. I do. I think he's entertaining. I like Jason Statham. It could be a good one. We move from that to something with kids that has kids written all over it. They probably would like. It's called Ugly Dolls.
This summer, you're invited to a magical place where weird is celebrated, strange is special, and beauty is more than meets the eye.
Good morning, Uglyville!
Hey! Hello, gorgeous. Let's check out how you look today. Short and stubby, nubby teeth out on full display. Your pinkish red, got this thing on your head. And whoa, girl, you couldn't look better. Cause there's a brand.
I
Ugly Dog is here. Story of the day, of the month, of the year. Here's a little scoop on the way down. Oh, now check out the flow.
The cats are rapping.
Loves to snap it.
But only the dog makes the party happen.
The pregnant wee makes
fiddle with the guests.
It couldn't be better than this.
We got a free flat line completely unfroze. And we just couldn't be more fire.
Is there anything better than this?
No, it couldn't get better than
I have a feeling we're not in Uglyville anymore.
Look, guys.
What's perfection?
Don't know, but let's go say hi.
Hello.
Must be a customary greeting here.
All right, so this really celebrates Kelly Clarkson because the songs, she's in all those songs that you just heard. It's a fantasy adventure. It's for kids. It's a kids movie. PG, 1 hour, 27 minutes. The town of Uglyville, they celebrate weirdness. Good message. I think it will do well with children. And some of the sneak peeks are already doing well. Pitbull's in it. Nick Jonas, you're hearing the voices. Kelly Clarkson, I mentioned. Blake Shelton and Janelle Monáe is in it as well. And there's some probably other voices that you would recognize. So thumbs up for kids, the message. And if you have one or your grandparent, it might be worth going to the movies for that. Grab some popcorn, etc., and have fun and hang out, especially if it's a hot day over the weekend. Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood goes back to 1969 Los Angeles. Everything's rocking and shaking in different directions, but it was also the Manson murder spree that took place. Sharon Tate is portrayed in a very different way in this movie. It's actually... she was popular, people liked her, and you don't know much about her because of the horrific murder when she was very, very pregnant. And I don't want to give away too much about the movie. It's really rocking and shaking out there, and its first week, over 41 million. I absolutely loved it. It's not horrific, so it's not even anything like Pulp Fiction or some of the other things that Quentin Tarantino has done. It's a really, really good movie. There's some controversy attached to it, though, because, there were four people who were killed as a result of that. You know, Sharon Tate, her unborn child, and four others. So friends of Sharon Tate's, particularly one, Ava Roosevelt, her name is, said she felt very angry about seeing the film and intertwining the tale of the fictional actor and his stuntman, thinks that it just is too irreverent for what happened there. But I'm going to say that's what he was trying to do, go in a different direction. I thought it was very, very well done. On that note, the band is playing me out of here. Make it count, everybody. See you next time.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.